name is Emma, and I volunteer as an outreach coordinator with Police Free Schools Marin, the local grassroots organization. So at the rally tomorrow, I'll be helping with safety efforts, making sure speakers are heard and that all of the equipment's working properly, just organizational stuff.
So talk about what is happening this weekend and why that's important.
Yes, so the Police Free Schools Marin group is a group of students and parents and community members who have come together who are concerned about the role of armed law enforcement on local campuses. So tomorrow's event is happening because there's concern around the role of SROs in the Novato school district, especially with national data pointing out that SROs often disproportionately target students of color.
Can you pause for one moment and define what SROs are?
Oh, absolutely. So SROs are school resource officers. So they are armed law enforcement officers who are employed to patrol school campuses.
Okay, great. Thank you for including that. And then talk us through, so you're talking about data and you're mentioning that they're disproportionately, students of color are disproportionately impacted by student resource officers. Talk about that and how they're impacted.
Sure. So what local data and national data has shown is that often students of color are receiving more disciplinary measures compared to their white counterpart students. So even in the San Rafael City School District, over just down the road in San Rafael, there was something like Latinx students were 90% more likely to receive a citation, even though they only make 60% of the student body. So there are some correlations there between race and then being targeted and or having more interactions with school resource officers in disciplinary functions.
So the name school resource officer sounds strangely, it sounds almost benign. And it sounds like, so talk about why are they called school resource officers as opposed to something else? And is it a matter of like not truth in advertising, or what's your perception on that?
Oh, that's a great question. So yes, they are referred to as school resource officers. In Novato, their role is described on the Novato Police Department website as being mentors, as being support systems to students. Although what our campaign has found is that oftentimes students don't see these armed law enforcement officers as support systems. Oftentimes students are more likely to approach a counselor with issues that they might need support in, or other trained faculty who are trained to interact with youth around mental health issues or, you know, school support, a variety of issues.
So what are you all calling for?
So our local grassroots campaign is calling for the immediate removal of all school resource officers from Marin County schools. The request is that schools cut ties with local police departments in terms of the inclusion of school resource officers on campuses. We did have a kind of success in San Rafael City Schools, where the school board unanimously voted to remove school resource officers from campuses. So that was a really important moment where the voices of students and the voices of community members were listened to and respected, and there's some real tangible change happening there.
And how soon, like, and would you, are you proposing that they would replace the officers with something, or that would leave some funds presumably in the budget if these officers were to disappear, as you're asking?
Yeah, so that's a great point. A lot of these officers are funded by anti-vaping grants that have been given to school districts through the state government. So these anti-vaping grants, yes, ideally these pots of money can be redistributed to other student resources.
Did you say anti-vaping?
Anti-vaping, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this was the intention. This is just a very interesting kind of spin on it.
It is, right. So that's something that our campaign has looked into, which these officers are often being funded by anti-vaping grants. You know, what kind of anti-vaping training are they receiving? Is it really a specialized part of their job description? Or are there other positions that could be funded that might be more applicable to substance use in youth, like a counselor or social worker, school therapist, positions.
Health education, perhaps.
Exactly, health education, yep.
Okay, so this is great. So if people want to get involved going forward, how would they do that or who do they contact?
So Police Free Schools Marin is active on Facebook under the name Police Free Schools Marin, and then also on Instagram under the same name. And so if you reach out to either of those pages, you'll either get me or another outreach volunteer. And we have weekly community meetings on Monday nights where we get to check in and see how things are going, see how people are feeling, and how to best move forward to create tangible change.
And before I let you go, how did you get involved with this?
Also a good question. I think that with the big push for social change that kind of began with the murder of George Floyd this summer, I was really looking for ways to be involved more in my community, especially around racial justice issues. And Police Free Schools Marin has a lot of opportunity to get involved as much as you want. And so I got in contact, and it's been a great experience so far.
Great. So really, you were inspired by you know, the tragedy of George Floyd basically being kneed to death, to really look at racial justice issues in your own community.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to be done in Marin County. And so I figured, you know, start where I grew up and make some change there.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I really appreciate you reaching out to us.